Let's Get Moving with Maria. Inspiration to spend a few minutes each day to get moving on the small things that can make a big difference in your life.
Thank you for joining me today for Let's Get Moving. Today we're going to talk about how movement connects with hydration. And my guest, Gina Bria, she's an anthropologist and founder of the Hydration Foundation and co-author of Quench. And thanks again for being with me today.
Delighted to share this vital information.
Gina, I was glad you could be with me again. Most people don't think of hydration and movement as going together. So begin and tell us, how do they work together?
Well, first to do that, I have to help people understand how important hydration is. And to do that, our work at the Hydration Foundation is spreading this vital understanding that we are far more made of water than we ever imagined, because we've only been looking for the liquid form of water when we talk about water in the body. But there's a new understanding that water also comes in a gel form, like an aloe or a cactus or even bone broth when you imagine making soups. That's our tissue. Those are our organs. That is a form of water that we hadn't really understood before, because we were always looking for it in a liquid state. Mm-hmm. So now that we kind of get this idea that all our tissues, all our organs, let's start with our brain, that squishy white stuff up there, our muscles, our eye sockets, our joints, all of this is made of water in a more concentrated jelly-like form. And if we're that much water, then understanding hydration and replenishing ourselves becomes really important. And the relationship of hydration to movement is the conversation that never happens. And I'm so excited that you got to ask me about this, because it's the movement of that gel, those tissues, that distributes hydration throughout our system. And even more importantly, when that tissue is squeezed, when we move it, even in the gentlest form, like wiggling our ankles or nodding our head, we're squeezing that tissue, and that generates electricity. That's where the energy to run our body comes from. And that's why hydration and movement are essential to put together and understand that when we are in motion, twisting, moving, we're actually generating our own life force through the effect of squeezing this gel-like substance and making electricity. Isn't that just amazing?
It is fascinating. And it also kind of begs the question, if we're made up of so much water, why do we still need to hydrate? But I guess the answer is more like you have to keep replenishing what you have to make sure that that gel works perfectly.
Yes. So I want your audience to think about themselves as like fish in an ocean. You know, they're moving through their day, and they need to get themselves replenished in order to maintain this environment inside. And it's in cooperation with the outside environment as well. So it isn't drinking or guzzling all that liquid water. It's actually one of the things that, as an anthropologist, I discovered in my research on desert dwellers. With no liquid, they do not have 8 glasses of water a day, right? Mm-hmm. How are they so much better hydrated than we are? But one essential feature I found in studying every desert region around our globe was they were using foods to hydrate with. And I think this is a very important and missing point in our conversations about hydration, because things like they were using, of course, aloe and cactus, but especially tubers buried under the ground, which are sources of gel-like water. So if you think of even a potato buried under the ground, it's got a viscosity to it when you cut it open. These are very electrified forms of water, where we get more water from the food that we eat. We're getting a much better form of water that's able to help produce this energy in our body. And that's a very valuable point. So food, and then mixing as your replenishment source. It also turns out that when you get out into the sunlight, the sun acts upon the water already inside of your body and gives it this electrical charge. So it's helping organize the water inside of you just by standing in the sunlight. Or again, grounding, where we take our shoes off and we just stand on the earth. That's a huge magnet down there, and it sends up electrical charge into our body. The whole point of hydration is to create energy, to deliver electricity. So I just want to reiterate ways to get hydrated besides drinking all that water is motion, because it generates electricity. The movement does, physioelectricity, sunlight, getting adequate and appropriate sunlight for your skin tone, and foods like juicy foods like cucumbers and watermelon and even soups and stews. These are really important ways to replenish without hauling your water bottle around all the time. And also just to note that water from our tap and bottles that we buy often have lost that electricity. The charge has leaked out or gone down or dissipated. So highly charged water, even putting a little salt in your water will recharge it. Lemon recharges your water, a little apple cider vinegar. These are standard, beautiful techniques for getting better hydrated, keeping that replenishment going, and then adding movement to that. So just want to make that clear for your audience.
Yeah, I find it so interesting that hydration and movement work together. I would have thought that being more hydrated would help you move, but it actually works both ways, doesn't it? Moving is what you're talking about, is actually keeping you better hydrated.
Yeah. You know, when we move our elbow up and down, we're lubricating that joint. And the reason it's lubricating instead of losing hydration or water is because you're squeezing that tissue, and it's literally like dispersing electrons all over your system. And then movement, another part of this story, Maria, is that movement, twisting, turning, and getting your body in positions you don't normally occupy, just sitting all day or you're in a car, you're commuting, getting it into, like getting your elbows behind your back, you're distributing that hydration into tissues that can get stiff and sore, and that's the sign of dehydration. That's the first beginning. Wow, there's not enough lubrication going on. So movement is literally the second half of hydration. You get it into you in whatever way you're going to do that, whether it's sunlight, grounding, or food, or saunas. You know, all these techniques that people are seeing are health things are actually underneath it all, upstream, they're related to hydration. Getting movement in there is my favorite conversation to have, because it really helps people. And gentle. We're not talking marathons. Like, you're not going to get more hydrated just because you've run 50 miles or 20 miles or even 10. You're going to get more hydrated because you go through the full range of motion. And then that water is distributed to all your tissues. Just even saying that makes me feel better.
So describe what that full range of motion means. I mean, what types of things, what types of movement should we really be doing every day to stay optimal? I mean, to keep us at our best.
Mm-hmm. Well, one of my favorite gentle movements for anybody that you can park in your day as you're moving through your day is dropping your chin to your chest. And then raising your head back up. You just look like you've done a deep nod. That movement is flushing the entire synovial canal down your back. Canal is like a key word, right? Now we're starting to get, I see why motion has something to do with hydration. As you drop your chin to your chest, you're flushing back your entire spinal canal and pushing waste into the waste delivery system, the waste exiting system through your lymph and your tissues. Your lymph tissues now are taking out old water, cleaning it up, and sending it back into your system as a we're beautiful water filter ourselves. So chin to chest. I love the chin on the shoulder. Also, I love chin to chest because when I'm on the phone, I can actually just be nodding, looking like a very affirmative person. So when I'm driving, if I'm at a red light or I'm backing up, I always make a special effort to get my chin over my shoulder. Really use the motion you've already got in motion to keep going just a little extra. You know, get those arms over your head sometime during the day. Just put your arms up This is a huge liquid dynamics going down your upper arms into your armpit and through your chest area. You think of it as a way to get flow into your system. And of course, if you're a woman and you have breast tissue there, this is a great way to continue to flush out waste that gets accumulated in those areas of the body. Anytime you can bend over and touch the floor, tie your shoes, just stay there an extra second and feel yourself as a dynamic liquid flow being.
So I've been doing some of these things as you've been talking about them, and I've learned my neck is a little tense. My shoulders right. are a little sore. It's amazing what you just start to realize about your physical being when you start moving.
Yeah, and if you just give yourself a gentle time there, just, you know, don't go overboard, just go to the edge and give it a little love and motion. And we can do this as we're walking down a sidewalk or putting away our groceries. This is not an extra health task that you have to add. This is understanding yourself as a fluid being and literally, you know, enjoying it. It's great when you feel, you know, in full range.
Any final thoughts that you'd like to leave folks with, maybe to get them moving?
Well, yeah, get moving. And I guess here's a great thought. In our book, Quench, we identified a research study that had been done in the United Kingdom with something like 11,000 women who simply fidgeted. You know, they were like bobbing their ankles as they were sitting at a table or moving a lot. Their mortality rate was down by 30%.
Wow.
Because small motion, if you think about the way you would blow a paper boat across a pond, right? It takes so little effort to actually get all of that in motion. So understanding yourself as a fluid, liquid being, a water being that needs to be in motion, that's its joy, that's its life force. And it will always give back to you because it creates more energy, longevity, anti-aging, you know, you name it. You name it, Maria. And this motion is a way to hydrate that we have to talk about that's very exciting. Thank you so much for this opportunity to share this.
Thank you. And let's make sure that our listeners know how to get a hold of you, learn more about the Hydration Foundation.
Yes, hydrationfoundation.org. We're a nonprofit. My job is to spread this information. And we also have a book I wrote with an integrative physician in New York City, Dr. Dana Cohen, on a 5-day plan to get beautifully hydrated along with the 50 recipes that give you ideas about how you can activate, including movement recipes in there, Maria. So love to share that as well.
All right. Gina, thank you so much for being with me. It's been a pleasure.
It has. Thank you, Maria.
My guest today has been Gina Bria. She's an anthropologist and founder of the Hydration Foundation and the co-author of Quench. Thank you for listening today to Let's Get Moving. Make sure you check out our socials. Get lots of tips, mental health, physical health, as well as recipes. You can find us on Moving Maria on Instagram and Let's Get Moving with Maria on Facebook. Have a great day.